It's a lovely sunny day in Manchester, and I'm going to the Future Everything conference and festival. You might have been surprised by the first sentence, the words sunny day and Manchester sort of next to one another, but it is, and it's lovely. Yesterday, we had a whole day workshop run by Simon Bell from the Open University, and it's part of a project that Steve Walker of the Open University and Sean Fensom are running, looking at what the world would be like if we had infinite bandwidth and zero latency, sort of leaping over the big arguments about next generation access and focusing on what people might actually do with it. And not the obvious things either, not the telepresence and the telemedicine and all that other stuff, not squirting umpteen channels of HD content into people's houses in some grand media consumerist dream, but imaginative things that might happen that are difficult to predict and that are worth thinking about. It was fantastic. We had a very good day. It was a very, very interesting process, and I will write about it and also post some of the content's being collected on a website that the OU are hosting. So I'll post that at some point once there's some stuff up there, which should be in the next day or so. We had a great time. We talked about, we were split into groups for most of the time, but then had plenary sessions. And at the end, we came up with three ideas I think are definitely worth following. The most interesting one, I think, is this idea of what does artisanship become in a world where you can 3D print just about anything? And what does that say about making, about where stuff is made, and how it's distributed? And we were thinking about physical things, you know, physical product. And what does that do to market size if the distribution cost goes away because you print it at the point of use? Dave Spooner was there. He's working on a project for a multinational project for the informal economy. So he was talking about, well, you know, there's a guy doing sculpture in Lagos. If he could send his design and print it out in Manchester, what might that do to the whole socioeconomics of how things are made and where they're made? Lots of stuff like that we talked about. The other thing is I got to meet somebody that I've been hoping to meet for a very long time. He's called Tony Hurst, and he works for the OU. He's on Twitter as Psych Media. And if you're interested in data visualization and seeing complex patterns out of lots of data and understanding what's going on, then he's your man. So I had a fantastic talk with him at the launch event for Future Everything, where I also heard, and this is great, I also heard the Director of Culture for Manchester in her remarks. She's called Ginny Tandy. She talked about the importance of digital infrastructure and of NGA and of the Corridor Project in Manchester, which is one of the projects I've been working on with Sean Fensom and Dave Carter of Manchester Digital. Dave Carter's another hero of mine, so it's always great to work with him. And I talked to her afterwards. I was cheeky enough to talk to her afterwards. And I talked to her about language capture and how we shouldn't be talking about super fast broadband or anything like that. We should be talking about transformational digital infrastructure. Ways that we're going to use the networks of people and technology to really transform the way we live, work, learn, and do business. And that's what we're going to be talking about today.